Hello, thank you for tuning in to Squabbles of the Soil, the podcast produced by students of MTSU's Agricultural Debate and Discussion course. Let's dig into some of the most controversial topics in ag today. None of these views reflect Middle Tennessee State University's beliefs as a whole.
Hey everyone, my name is Farron Arnold and I'm the host for today's episode of Squabbles of the Soil. We're going to be talking about the breeding of doodles. First, we need to learn a little bit about doodles. Doodles are a cross between a standard poodle and most commonly a Labrador Retriever, Golden Retriever, Australian Shepherd, or Bernese Mountain Dog. They have become very popular dogs in today's time. The first doodle was bred in the 1980s, and the goal was to have an allergy-free dog as a companion. The breeding of doodles has become a very controversial topic in today's time. This is due to some behavioral issues and breeding down from a standard dog. Today, I will be having a few guests share their differing opinions on the controversial topic of making doodles. The first guest I'd like to introduce is a doodle breeder named Brooke Dent. So my first question is, why are doodles so popular?
So what I think is the big popularity about them is just, I think a lot of people look at them and a lot of people don't like just the poodle breed in general is because a lot of people see them and they don't see the versatility of them. Personally, I am a poodle person. I've had them since I was 5 years old. My aunt started off breeding and showing poodles, so I've had them since I was five. But even like some, me and my husband, I wanted a poodle, but you know, him being a man, he saw them and he was like, no, that's a girly dog.
Right.
So he had wanted something else. He wanted something that was, you know, bigger, what he thought would be more manlier. So we got our first gold noodle, Presley. So both me and my husband are veterans. And when we had started breeding, we were just breeding poodles at first. I got a lot of interest into doing, service dogs. I have the flu, so I might cough a bunch.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Service dogs. But what I was having an issue with is a lot of those veterans, they saw the same thing. They wanted, like, something manly, like, oh, I want a pit bull. I want a German Shepherd. I want a lab. But a lot of them had allergies, and they couldn't have those dogs because of those. They were allergic to the dander. So
right. They
wanted they needed a compromise, but they looked at that poodle, and they saw, like, a feminine dog, which they really aren't. Poodles, they're so versatile. You could use them for hunting. You could use them for anything. But I think that's what it was. I think that's why they became so popular is because people were mixing them with other breeds to try to make them hypoallergenic. And that is another thing. No dog is hypoallergenic. All dogs have dander, even poodles. But poodles do not shed. So the more poodle that you add into these other breeds, they won't shed. However, they're still going to have dander. And that's where a lot of some doodle breeders, you know, they're misinformed and they're not completely honest with their clients.
Right.
And that's where I try to educate ours to, you know, let them know, like, hey, no dog is completely hypoallergenic. It's not a stuffed animal, you know?
Right.
It's a living thing. Everything has dander.
Right. Okay. My next question is, how long have you been breeding doodles?
since 2017 is when I had my first doodle litter.
Wow, okay, so that's been a pretty good minute then.
Yeah.
And then my next question is, what is the purpose of breeding doodles? I know you kind of answered that a little bit with the...
Ours was, like I said, I do a lot of work with... I donate a lot of our dogs to, like, therapy work, mostly therapy work. A lot of our friends, they work in, like, physical therapy or working with children with special needs and stuff like that. So a lot of them, they, like I said, they had wanted, like, a bigger dog, but a lot of them needed something that wasn't going to produce a lot of dander and stuff. And there is that, just, I don't know what it is about the poodle. Like, a lot of them have a bad reputation as being aloof, so just being standoffish towards strangers as well.
Right.
And some poodles are. So I just wanted to basically produce puppies that were, you know, they had the proper health testing. Their parents had the proper health testing. So OFAs, eyes, you know, hips, a thyroid, heart, but we're also, like, had curriculum, so early neurological stimulation and scent training and stuff like that, just that we're not, you know, just born in somebody's bedroom and thrown out into the world.
Right, right.
You know, that did not have all these issues that a lot of people were seeing.
Right.
You know, with the those hyper doodles that you see on TV and stuff like that.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Okay, and then my last thing is, I should have did this first, but did you want to give a little, maybe a little bit of background on yourself, your name, your business?
Oh, yeah. So, my name's Brooke Dent. I am retired Army. I retired early because I found out that I had lupus.
Oh, no.
My husband is also retired Army. We ended up settling down in Tennessee because I am from Florida and he is from Michigan. So it's kind of just like a, like, equal, like, medium
middle ground
for us. Yeah, middle ground. We have three kids. Our business is Dent's Doodles. We work, like, with our dogs full time. I stay at home with them. And this is basically, I just eat, sleep, and breathe, like, just working with our dogs and our animals. And I work with several different, like, groups and, like, just different things. I also help with a few different rescues, but I don't know how comfortable they would be with me, like, inserting their stuff.
Oh, yeah,
just
no,
I haven't talked
no
to them prior, but,
yeah, no, that's completely fine. No.
Yeah, but,
well, that is all the questions I have. The next guest I'd like to welcome to talk about the controversial topic of breeding doodles is a woman named Tammy Speakman. All right, so first things first is I need you to tell me about your background.
Well, my name's Tammy Speakman. I started in veterinary medicine as a technician trainee when I was almost 18, so 1982. Started showing dogs in 1987. Went on to become a professional handler. That was probably right around 1991, 92. And then I owned a boarding and grooming facility. Started that in 1989 through 2015 is when I sold it. And I still done professional handling all through that. 2016, become a veterinary technician, back to the veterinary medicine part of it. To the present, I'm still a veterinary technician, or veterinary receptionist.
Okay, so, My next question is, why do you think doodles are so popular?
Well, I think doodles are so popular because of the name. I think the name started that. Just people like the name Doodle, and then social media finally got a hold of it in probably the late 90s. And, you know, people could put cute haircuts on them and stuff like that. And I think that they just become a designer dog that, you know, young kids, especially people in social media, wanted to have. Mm-hmm. Just become a popular thing.
Okay. Do you think breeding doodles is ever going to be ethical?
Absolutely not. There is no way breeding doodles can be ethical. Just going back, if you're a real dog person and you're really for dogs, then breeding doodles is not an ethical thing. It's done for popularity. It's done for people like to make money on them because they can sell them for a ridiculous amount of money. And there's no thought process put into the ethical part of dog breeding, like the standard, the temperament, the hair coat. There's not a standard to breed to a doodle, that, you know, a standard that you go by to breed doodles, and they've become not only lab crosses with poodles, golden crosses, Bernese Mountain Dog, Australian Shepherds. They're just crossing so much up with these standard poodles, and I guess miniature poodles too now, that there's no kind of a standard that you go by in breeding quality. And when I say quality, I mean structure and coat, temperament. So there's and trainability. Trainability's there too. In 1989, Wally Coron was the first breeder to breed a Labrador and a standard poodle, and his thoughts behind that, his theory, which made sense, was he was breeding for the blind, that they would be a hypoallergenic dog. A specific blind man actually needed a dog, and he was allergic to him, and he thought, well, this would be a great trainable dog, hypoallergenic, and you know, it would work, and it did not work. He said that was his life's greatest mistake, his greatest regret was breeding those two together, because the temperament wasn't trainable, the hair coat and the dog itself was absolutely not hypoallergenic, and so it just didn't work. And he tried to stop the whole thing. He called it, he opened Pandora's box and released Frankenstein. Mm-hmm. And people took it over. It got popular partially because of the name. And then people just went crazy with it, and they've become designer.
Right. Okay. Do you think doodles will ever be a recognizable breed?
Well, absolutely not. And saying that, you go back to the standard that I said. So people that breed purebred dogs, they go by a specific standard. Say, let's just say the standard poodle. There's a standard for how its structure, its temperament, its hair coat, its trainability. You know, from its eyes to its hocks and hips, there's a standard that you're supposed to be breeding to. There's not a standard for these doodles. One, because they're mixed up so much now with so many different breeds. You know, maybe if somebody had just stuck to the Labradoodle, again, Mr. Coron stopped breeding them because that things just didn't work out right. But if they'd stuck to that one specific cross between the two and bred it for 50 or 60 years where, you know, you're breeding better temperaments into them and better hair coats, and it become a standard you were breeding for, maybe in 100 years, they might have put it in the miscellaneous group, but there's no way that they'll ever be able to do that now.
All right. Okay, well, Tammy, that's all the questions I got for you.
All right.
The breeding of doodles has been going on for a while and have become quite popular dogs. However, there is a lot of differing views on whether or not breeding doodles should be done. Hopefully, with tuning into this episode, you can form your own stance on what you feel about the doodle dog. That is all for today's episode, and thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Squabbles of the Soil. Join us again to explore more controversial topics in agriculture. When you think your side is the only side, keep digging.